Z103.com, your variety station. Good morning to you. Time now for episode number 29 of the Basics in Economic Development. Mark Wickersham, good morning.
Good morning, Monty. And today I want to do something completely off the wall, if you will. Just
the two of us.
I know you've been putting up with me for 28 previous shows. So on show 29, let's take today's show and whatever you've heard in the past that you want to follow up on, whatever questions you have on your mind, let's just have a conversation together.
Well, you know, last week's show was very interesting to me about benchmarking and finding role models in communities that we could compare with or try to learn something from. As someone who focuses on economic development, how do you encourage a community? Because I imagine it takes all kinds to make it work. It's not just you or one or two people. There's got to be people really getting involved in this and wanting to see their community grow. So when people fear a project or people, I mean, the reason Wabash, I think, is maybe ahead of us is because they've got people that really want to see it change. And I remember going over there in 91, it wasn't near what it is today. How would you address that and helping communities really get past the fear of the unknown and really growing?
Well, great question. And I start the answer to that question by pointing out that economic development is a team sport. This is not a one-man show. I mean, the radio broadcast might be a one-man show, but the actual process takes a number of people working together to make things happen. Can't do this without a good board of directors, can't do this without good leadership at the city government level and the county government level and the towns around us that are working hard to get better. And you know, I've never met an elected official, I've never met anyone in the community who is rooting for bad things to happen. So even if there are discussions that people don't agree on, the fundamental is everybody's trying to figure out what the best thing to do is, you know? And I think that sometimes gets lost as we're a family, even families having arguments internally, sometimes have to remind themselves that we're still a family unit, we're still in this together, trying to move forward. Now, and to me, the trick, you mentioned Wabash earlier, hey, Huntington's not Wabash, and Wabash is not Huntington. And so each community has its unique character. Each community is unique to itself. There are particular things in Wabash that I'm aware of that we simply don't have in Huntington. For example, the Honeywell Center, the Honeywell Foundation, and the theater downtown in Wabash, bringing in world-class artists and performers and so forth, really helped Wabash launch their downtown. The second thing that's different about, and we don't have that in Huntington and won't have that in Huntington. The second thing about Wabash that helped define them, and obviously they have professionals that are paid and market the city, but from the outside looking in, the Ford Foundation and the Ford family, as well as the Honeywell Corporation and others, created an opportunity to have a benefactor, if you will, large enough to, at a charitable level, make that kind of difference in their community. In Huntington's case, I would absolutely guarantee you we have every bit as much, if not more, charitable capital available to work with, but it's not concentrated. At last count, there were 143 nonprofit entities in Huntington, and so as a result, those funds are directed differently than in Wabash, where they're really heavily concentrated on the Honeywell Center and downtown development. So in our case, the efforts that result comparatively in Huntington University's presence in our community are unmatched if you look at Wabash. I'm sure communities around the region would absolutely love to have a university like we're blessed to have at Huntington, and the gorgeous real estate, the opportunities for the university to bring students and faculty members and new people. they're one of our largest growth engines in Huntington to have new people coming to our community. And so there literally are differences that are always going to be there. And it's a matter of trying to figure out together how to make good things happen. And it takes a team effort. And again, I have never heard anybody in any of our community discussions root for bad things to happen in our community.
Now, you had mentioned that we probably won't have the world-class entertainment the way Wabash does, but it's funny. People will come up to me and ask me, as a guy that's running a small internet broadcast station here, but with a worldwide reach, and that's the important thing. I said, well, why can't we have that? Well, my answer to them, and I have nowhere near the experience of economic development that you do, is I don't see why we couldn't if we worked cooperatively with the university in using their performing arts center. If we had someone that wanted to come in and rebuild a venue downtown or out near the parks or put in a tractor pool, why couldn't we have these things?
Well, we do have a variation of those things now.
Right.
The universities, and you mentioned several examples, the university's Merrillat Center for the Arts brings world-class entertainment, but it's a different style, a different type, and different scale. The Honeywell Center has a seating capacity, for example, in Wabash, that contractually is required for a lot of concert performances and artists that we have communications with as well in the city. In fact, many of the artists that travel into Wabash to perform actually fly into Huntington's airport and fly in privately and are shuttled over to Wabash. We also in our community have film production. The Forrester Films Corporation has two full-length feature movies currently in theater throughout the country. And so we have a different variation of it, and sometimes it just takes a bit of time to remind ourselves that, hey, nobody in Wabash is producing a feature film right now, and we've done two of them. The Huntington University film students and digital media arts students compete nationally in university tournaments, if you will, on the quality of their programs and that kind of thing. We're competing with it isn't that we're competing with area small colleges. We're toe-to-toe with Stanford University, with USC, with the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and we're winning. We bring home trophies in all categories in that scale of competition. It's a different type of venue and a different approach to what other communities around us have. But when you look at our festivals and our outdoor evening concert series activities throughout the county, there's a lot to be proud of and a lot to have fun with. And if we want to take it to a level that's competitive directly head-to-head with a business model like the Honeywell Foundation and the Honeywell Center, then suddenly you're in a market, you're competing with Fort Wayne, you're competing with Indianapolis, which Wabash does. But it takes a commitment to a facility, to a consistent funding stream, and the willingness to, frankly, lose money on concert opportunities. So the question boils down to resource management and what should we do that gets Huntington a good return on its investment. And so far, so good. We've exciting opportunities already here.
Fantastic. And more on the way, I understand, that are in the processes of being worked out, which is really shows us that we could be seeing some pretty substantial growth.
There are a number of opportunities, especially when you think about having Smiley Face Media Corporation here in Huntington. Smiley Face, they basically are Hollywood quality in everything they do. In fact, Rick used to work, or still does, on contract with Warner Brothers, and his wife Lori was a model and actress in Hollywood. They came home. Lori's from Huntington. Her family has been here for generations, and they came home during the COVID pandemic and realized that Huntington's a great place to do their business. And when you think about both the Smiley Face Media folks and the Forrester Films folks, we understand that there is a market opportunity for film production in terms of equipment and studio facilities that are really in short supply nationally. And we've the talent pool and the private capital coming together from outside the community, making efforts to see if we can get that done.
Fantastic. Well, that does sound like a lot of things to look forward to. Any words of encouragement for people that may be looking at a new project as something that might not be of an advantage to the community, whereas really take a harder look at that and research that and find out just how much it could be? I mean, we've talked about so many other communities as well, Steel Dynamics, and just how amazing that was for Whitley County. Do you see some upcoming things like that for Huntington County?
We already have, and I'm hoping to be able to make arrangements with Incipio Devices to have them featured in a program in the future, because what the company figured out, Troy Johnson is their owner, developed the company from scratch as a startup. It's an orthopedic device and surgical instruments company based in Huntington now, and with an office in Europe as well. But they're at about 170 employees. Their payroll is really the high. You hear it all the time: the high-paying jobs that you want in the future. It's Incipio Devices. Okay. Well, the fact that we now have a world-class company in that marketplace, what's happened is there were a number of people who lived in Huntington County over the years that were driving to Warsaw, the orthopedic capital of the world. They were driving to Warsaw to work every day, who are now, they live in Huntington, they work in Huntington. And so to your point, where we have those sorts of assets and market opportunities, the vendor supply chain network and customer base network adjusts accordingly. And with Steel Dynamics, for example, I've hosted three different companies this year, two from Europe, one from California, who are looking for opportunities in the Midwest, because first of all, they want access to good quality steel. And we've been identified in Huntington. The company in California in particular was kind of like, wow, you guys are the metalworking capital of the world. You punch more steel and turn steel into parts and assemble those parts. You do more of that than anywhere we've ever visited. You know what you're doing. You've got a great workforce, and it's compatible with what we're doing. And we don't have to worry about anybody stealing from. I mean, when you're in some of the other countries that around the world and other states that are high tax and high regulatory environments, we take it for granted that our local governments are here to cooperate and work together. They're not here to make it hard for anybody. That's not the case around the world, and we've made a name for ourselves by being trustworthy and transparent in the process.
And I'm glad to see that we exposed some of that hope on this show, this particular episode. For me, that's encouraging, and that makes me want to work that much harder at making media available to not only HQ, but to this device company, to other companies, where they can be a part of the media, announce work schedules, do updates, whatever it is. So I'm excited about working with you guys and the community at large.
Well, and I know your listening audience appreciates it too. 70 years of great music, right?
Oh, it's incredible.
And we talked about this earlier this morning privately. It was like the Z mainframe weather forecasts that you broadcast are some of the most accurate in the region. I mean, they're really great.
Well, I thank you.
Thank you for what you're doing.
And thank you, Brian, our IT guy, for really, you know, it's a whole team, as you said, and we're all behind this, making this work. So, again, thank you for another great program and my chance to chat with you a little bit.
I look forward to being back next week.
All right. We'll see you back here then. Z103.com.